The leader of Zimbabwe's main opposition party came under attack from a gang of men wielding axes who struck at the convoy he was traveling in about 148 kilometers southeast of Harare late Saturday. Members of the Movement for Democratic Change are waiting anxiously at his home for news of their leader, Morgan Tsvangirai. Mr. Tsvangirai and his wife, Susan, were on their way to visit their parents, who are peasant farmers. According to the MDC, when they stopped to buy a cool drink, their security guards were surrounded. The MDC said Mr. Tsvangirai and his wife escaped by speeding away in their pickup truck. Mr. Tsvangirai has been attacked on numerous occasions, and the MDC says he lives in constant danger. MDC spokesman Paul Temba Nyati said Sunday that Zimbabwe's ruling ZANU-PF and the state-controlled media continues to demonize Mr. Tsvangirai and the MDC each and every day. Mr. Nyati said he presumed none in the party had been injured as they had continued their journey. Mr. Tsvangirai's home district is out of range of landlines and cellular telephones. Meanwhile, the state broadcaster said Sunday that Zimbabwe President Robert Mugabe had suffered chest pains following a visit to a dusty tobacco farm last week. That was why, the Zimbabwe Broadcasting Corporation said, he had not officiated at a state funeral Sunday and was resting at his rural home north of Harare after his 80th birthday party celebrations. Mr. Mugabe announced Friday that he would retire within 5 years, but he also said he intends to lead his ZANU-PF in parliamentary elections in March 2005. His current 6-year term as president ends in 2008. Peter Thornycroft for VOA News, Harare.